This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The city of Prato, near Florence, Italy, has been in the textile business for centuries. But things are changing. Since the 1980s, thousands of mainland Chinese have moved there, and they're giving the Italian manufacturers a run for their money. The BBC's Sylvia Smith has that story.
I'm in the middle of piles and piles of identical dresses that are being put together here in a poorly lit and crowded factory by Chinese workers. The demand for cheaply made, mass-produced clothing, or fast fashion, is growing. Some of the workers are illegal, but Chinese entrepreneur Su Lin, who's long established in Prato, explains that without the Chinese, the situation would be far worse.
The Chinese are buying Italian wool from companies here, and they're also creating employment for Italians as fast fashion is growing.
It may puncture local pride that the Chinese are producing fashion garments faster than the Italians ever could. But driving down prices is only one part of the equation. To the discerning eye, Chinese clothes with the enviable Made in Italy label are easily identified as cheap knockoffs of top catwalk designs. Lu Chen is a Chinese model who's been living in Milan for 5 years.
Lots of Chinese come over to Italy to study design at one of the big fashion schools, but the Chinese are strong only when it comes to copying. I don't feel that they have the same ability as Italians to move fashion forward.
Italians, however, believe the growing number of Chinese millionaires on the mainland could benefit from Italian know-how. Marco Landi is president of the Tuscany branch of trade body CNA, which represents small and medium-sized firms.
The quality of life here in Tuscany is the best that there is. This is reflected in the quality, the creativity, the inventiveness, and the detail of our fashion.
The Chinese newcomers have opened up the market in mainland China in a way Italians never could. They've also brought the aspirational Made in Italy label to millions who might otherwise be quite happy with their locally made clothes. In Prato, I'm the BBC's Sylvia Smith for Marketplace.